This is St. Louis Public Radio. Candidates for Missouri's nationally watched contest for the U.S. Senate are back in the state's spotlight after months of being overshadowed by the controversies in the state capitol. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has more.
A few weeks ago, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill headlined a packed campaign event in St. Louis. But few reporters showed up. In an interview, the Democratic senator noted that the public and the press have been almost exclusively focused on the troubles plaguing the state's Republican governor, Eric Greitens.
What has happened in Missouri is kind of what's happened in Washington. It ends up being about the governor's indictment or the payment to the porn star, and then it makes it harder to get the information out there about the positive things I've gotten done.
But now Greitens is gone. And with a new governor comes fresh attention on McCaskill and her best-known Republican rival, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. Democrats continue to highlight Greitens' problems by casting Hawley as being too soft in his own investigations into the now former governor. In particular, they point to new reports that at least 20 members of Greitens' staff used a special texting app that erases messages as soon as they are read. Critics say that violates the state's open records laws. The alleged widespread use of the app contrasts with Hawley's report several months ago that far fewer aides used the app and state records were not likely at risk. Hawley defends his actions, but he also contends that McCaskill and her allies are frantically trying to keep a dead issue alive now that Greitens has stepped down.
And after she and Chuck Schumer spent over $3 million in television advertisements trying to politicize this crisis in state government, which was shameless, by the way, she now finds that that issue is totally blown up in her face.
Hawley is pivoting to secure the support of his party's social conservatives, who were solidly behind him when he first ran for office 2 years ago. That popularity stems in part from his role as one of the lawyers in the Hobby Lobby case. The Supreme Court ruled that companies did not have to cover contraception in their insurance plans if it violated their religious beliefs. Susan Klein, executive director of Missouri Right to Life, cited that case when she announced the group's political arm is backing his election.
And since getting into office, Josh has worked to enforce and defend Missouri's common sense pro-life laws that have been passed by our supermajorities in the House and the Senate.
Hawley asserts that McCaskill is in lockstep with Democratic leaders and a roadblock for President Donald Trump, who is slated to make another visit to the state soon. Hawley also is benefiting from a new ad campaign launched by One Nation, an outside group with ties to U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Whether you know it or not, your family's personal privacy is under attack. Attorney General Josh Hawley has fought to protect Missouri families' privacy.
McCaskill's campaign is challenging his record on that issue. But while her allied outside groups attack him, her own ads are trying to bolster McCaskill's image by highlighting the 50 town halls she has held over the past year.
Lots of these folks in these town halls have never and will never vote for me. You know people are going to ask you questions that are not easy to answer. But, you know, that's the deal.
McCaskill is currently doing a series of statewide events promoting her efforts to help veterans. But at a recent stop in Arnold, most of the public's concerns centered on health care. No one asked about Greitens, which fits in with what Republican Senator Roy Blunt predicted weeks ago.
I think the state legislative elections, the Senate election, much more likely to be decided on issues other than this issue.
We'll find out this fall. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.